Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And I'm glad you're joining me here. We meet every second week for this beautiful, almost full hour together to connect in love. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribe for the High Council. And on this show as well, I will be tuning into the High Council. And the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers and masters who are working with us and have gathered and have brought fourth messages in Love's Curriculum, and who I continue to work with and let work through me to reach you. So towards the second half of the show, I'll be taking callers, and then you can tune in and ask the High Council a question or ask for a mini message. So today we are going to talk about surrender, or what can feel like the river of surrender, that idea that life is a river, or that we can be in the flow versus clinging to the rocks on the side of the river. And I'm going to share a bit about my own journey and thoughts on surrender and experience with it, as well as read from the book, Love's Curriculum. And then, as I said, we'll take callers. So, as I always do, because I truly do believe in surrendering past my own limited ego to love, to spirit, to God, the Creator, the Holy Spirit, whatever form of this beautiful, loving, divine presence that watches over us, that works through us, that we are a part of, I truly believe in choosing to surrender to that voice for love. And so I like to do that each time before I speak or do the radio show. So I'm going to do that now. So I ask that the Holy Spirit talk through me today, that Spirit guide me to share the right words of wisdom, of experience, to share from my heart in ways that are meant to illuminate your minds and hearts and connect us here for the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. So, what do I mean by surrender? Maybe a good question. I'm not sure. I've come to know what it means for me, but I'm not sure that we might all have the same knowing of what it means to surrender, or that everyone is at a different part on their spiritual path around surrender. And there's lots of different angles and ways to look at surrender. One way for me is that we surrender our limited human knowing to our divine essence, to our the eternal part of us. So we could call it surrendering to love, to our highest self, to the angels that work with us because they connect us. They are more connected, or represent that part of us that is more connected to love. It's about surrendering our own expectations of how life should look. It's about surrendering our control. So when we open to Spirit's guidance, when we say, I'm going to let go here and surrender because my own limited control doesn't really know the right way or have all the answers. So in a way, surrender too is a form of prayer, a form of intention, saying, I'm going to cast my net out for the highest good, and then I'm going to surrender what that looks like. But I'm also going to listen to the guidance I receive there. I'm going to be willing to take the steps that Spirit guides me to take, to have the courage, because when we surrender to Spirit's plan, it is about letting go of control. It is often stepping out of our comfort zone. We don't have the answers or the outcome all planned out when we surrender to Spirit. I can definitely relate to this in many instances in my life, starting with leaving my career as a lawyer, surrendering that my heart was calling me somewhere else and being willing to take that chance, surrendering and deciding to leave law and to start following the spiritual practice and learnings so I could become a mentor. Surrendering to writing Love's curriculum and letting it move through me. Surrendering through two breakups in marriages and trusting that the healing that needed to happen, that it was important to leave, that it was important to get counseling, to move through and to grow. So lots of opportunity for surrender in my life and learning what that means. And I think at times, when the ego part of our mind gets a hold of the word surrender, it might say, oh, I'm just going to surrender and then sit back and watch. Or I'll just surrender it to God and I don't need to do anything. And that's so not the truth, or the opposite. Because love, when we surrender to love, when we surrender to Spirit, it gives us action. It answers. It calls us to take steps. So it's not about becoming apathetic or lackadaisical or just being okay with everything either. Because I think sometimes we can think of, well, I'll just surrender to what is, in some kind of almost feeling of defeat, or, oh, I'll just be okay with it. But again, it's not about that. Surrender would be about asking, what's the highest step I can take here? What's the healing in this for me? What action do I need to take? What do I need to stand for here? So surrender definitely isn't about just being apathetic or not taking action. We're still in, I don't want to call it control in a way, but it still requires us to make the choice to surrender to something higher than our limited human understanding, and then to be willing to show up and do that which it calls us to do, almost as a form. So there again, we have choice. We are taking choice, but we're choosing which voice we will listen to. We're surrendering to that highest self. And I think really we're surrendering to creating heaven on earth, because when we decide to not follow our limited fears or ego, we are then surrendering to the highest good, which is about bringing heaven to earth. And in Love's curriculum, Jesus and the Divine Mother in one point say, we wish to help you to learn how to bring this love into the world, to bring heaven to earth, which is your job and mission for God as part of his army, his team for love, and which leads all to awakening. So we do have a purpose in our surrender. We are being called to create love in the world, to move past fear. There's a similar quote that I found this morning. It's all beautiful how I find these perfect quotes come into my inbox, or I'm drawn to them just when I've decided which topic. Again, and that's a form of surrender, right? Saying, hey, I've got this topic for today, and now I'll surrender to messages that will help me decide what to share. And then again, being willing to see when they show up and to take action and to then incorporate them into this beautiful joining time here with you. So the from A Course in Miracles, which I found today, it says, while you believe you are in a body, you can choose between loveless and miraculous channels of expression. So again, we have this choice. Are we going to choose fear and the ego, or are we going to choose love? And it takes a form of surrender to do that. We have to surrender that controlling need or that fear or that decision to trust the ego instead. And we have to surrender to that higher voice and let it guide us. Because ultimately, we are eternal spirit. Beyond this illusion where we have choices to make and an ego mind and a voice for the ego and a voice for love, ultimately we are beyond that. And yet while we're here in these bodies, it's about making choices to keep bringing the highest love, to bring the highest expression of that truth that we are eternal into this world. So again, when we surrender to that, it's not about not showing up and taking action in the world. I like the story, I don't remember where I heard it, and you may have heard it, but it was a bit of a joke or a parable of the fellow who's caught in a flood, and he's stuck on the roof of a building and says to God, God, help me, I surrender to you, please help me, I know I'm stuck here and I need your help, God, please rescue me. And then 5 minutes later, along comes a boat full of people, and they say, hey, we're here. Get in the boat. We'll save you. You can come with us. And the man says, no, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. And then 5 minutes later, a helicopter flies over and throws down a rope and says, we're here to rescue you. And the man says, no, 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 I'm waiting for God to save me. And then, unfortunately, he ends up drowning in the flood because he hasn't taken the answer. It came. He surrendered to God and the answer came, of course, as a boat, as a helicopter. So again, surrender, when we cast that out, our surrender, we throw out our net, we're surrendering for hope, for understanding, for clear direction, to feel more peace. We then stay awake to the signs and to the guidance that's there, to the openings that are created from the surrender, and we take action on them. And then beautiful things happen that we could have never planned. It always seems to lead in directions that we could have, again, yes, could never have planned. And it came to me just as I was driving yesterday, thinking about which topics to cover and what we might talk about here today, that idea of this river of surrender, and I started the show talking about this, the idea that, you know, to be in the flow of the river, go with the flow, go with the river. And I had almost, instead of this idea of flowing down the river, this idea that life and love and surrender is asking us to almost let this river run through us, to wash over us. Can I allow the river to flow without damming it up or clinging to a rock or trying to block it or stop it or channel it or make it look a certain way? Can I just keep this flow going? And often it's around surrendering to all the different emotions that come up throughout the day, to just keep opening past the ego judgments that pop up. All those ways we're trying to dam that flow, we're trying to block it, to control it. So the ego would have judgments and comparisons and doubts and critical talk. And if can we just keep opening past those, letting those go by so that this river, we can just keep flowing with it instead of, grabbing onto a rock in fear. So I had that beautiful metaphor come to me and a real feeling of it. Maybe if you close your eyes right now, you might be able to sense, can you let that river of love, that ocean of love, keep coming over you, Or do you notice where it's you get tightened, or it's too scary to be in that surrender? Well, I think now I'm very excited and feeling drawn to start reading from Love's Curriculum. But we're going to take a short commercial break first. And when we come back, I will read from Chapter 18 in Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is titled Surrender.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hogue Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of the ultimate spiritual read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, on Amazon today.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogue Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And this show is based on my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribe for the High Council. And you can get a copy on Amazon if you don't have one yet. And I am now just going to read from Love's Curriculum. We're exploring the topic of surrender today. Ah, yes. And so I'm going to read from Chapter 18. And it is titled Surrender. And this specific chapter is from Jesus with the High Council and the Masters. And here we go. I will just be reading segments from this chapter. And I invite you to get a copy of the book and read the whole thing. And throughout the whole book, there are many times where the High Council talks about surrender, talks about becoming the voice for love, being love in the world, surrendering to remembering love and your true nature. But specifically, this is Chapter 18 called Surrender. We wish to speak to you on the matter of surrender and what it means to truly surrender to God, the divine, the light and love in all. To truly surrender to love's bliss while you are in the body, the seeming body in form and time and space. Surrender that is available to you there while you appear to be in form. We wish for you to hear our messages loudly, so loudly that they echo in the deep recesses of your mind and awaken the darkened corners of your soul and heart and mind, allowing you to enter into the mind of God, allowing an awakening of the memory of God and His love for you, His only sons and daughters. Be at peace knowing that God is always loving you despite yourself, despite the pleas of your hungry ego mind that call to you like a pack of ravishing dogs, and that if you follow, lead you into the darkness and seemingly away from the light. But the light is always there. So let the sun and light of heaven shine in the darkened recesses of your mind. Let the darkest recesses awaken to the light that is always there. And let us answer the pleas of the hungry ego. Answer them with love, not fear. Answer them with truth, wiping away the illusion, the false. Trust. Trust in us. In us. Let the light come into your mind, dissolving the ego. See it enter and simply brush aside the voice of doubt and fear and control, all the while asking and trusting in our presence, surrendering your will to the will. That is your choice. That is your one decision. That is surrender in the highest sense. Surrender all to God's will. That is your will as well. Surrender and trust in love. Surrender the little ego voice and trust. Trust. Trust us to answer, to fill the gap and void. Although it is not really that we fill a void left behind as the ego's words go. It is more that we help you recognize the love that was always there, shining bright. And you see this love more clearly as the ego voice dissolves into the nothingness from which it came. You are actually calling on this love to clear away and seemingly carry off the ego doubt or statement of fear. As you surrender the ego thoughts, doubts, fears, and statements to us, you may close your eyes and see them exit in your internal vision, floating up and off to the left as we carry them away. Remember the seraphim there to help with this and the cherubim all around, witnessing and directing and helping as well. The seraphim and cherubim help with such love and caring and gentleness, melting all into love. Pink, white, light orange love, breathe. Breathe in as the transmutation occurs. Now quiet is the ego, and strong and loud the presence of connection with us in love. Surrender your hands, your words, your feet. Let us love through you. We are you, the master awakening in you. Be it. We are you. We are not outside you. We, the masters, have taught and spoken to you about the fact that we appear outside you only to illuminate and exemplify that the master lies within you. Be the master in the world. Love the world and each other. Feel the joy. Do not hold on. Let go of any holding on. Again, let the seraphim carry any resistance away. Allow the presence of the master in its place, the presence of love to reveal as the veil is lifted. It is just a lifting, not a replacing, for love is all around and is always. Let this love and joy carry your mind to new heights, to new levels of love and consciousness. Let it rain down and shower the world in a blanket of love and light that is in all, that is all around, within and without. There are no boundaries of time and space. Just is. Just melt into the love. Feel the love and freedom as you soar in love. Be love. Soar in love. Soar beyond and within, remaining within, present, as you bring love here. Connect to love and bring it here, connecting heaven and earth and seeing the love everywhere in all your brothers and sisters. Be this love in the world by reflecting love, giving love, seeing love reflected back, and knowing you are love and one. My precious child, know that you are loved and have not strayed beyond God's reach and God's love. For God's love is everywhere, and there is nowhere you may run or go beyond his love. Love is all and everything and everywhere. Accept it now. Be it now. Radiate in the truth and the light for all to see. Shine, my little ones, shine. And be love, just like your brothers and sisters, the cherubim and seraphim. You are they, too, in seeming form on earth. Be the light babies that you are. The salvation of the world depends on it. Know your true being as a being of love and light, and remind all that that is their true nature. And we will unite as one again, again awake in the heart of Jesus, the heart of God, at one, at home, at peace. With arms outstretched to heaven, hear the sounds of praise, the angelic sound of the higher octave, ah, and add your voice to the sound, and thus join heaven and earth. Feel our presence here now, as you join with us and we reach you and teach you through our words in this book, creating a teaching and joining space together. And when you leave this space with us, you may feel you go a while from us, and yet you will return. And remember, we go with you into your more active state as well. Always remember, we are there. We are always with you, for love and light exist always. So those words, reading those words to you, and perhaps you hearing them encourages surrender, creates a sense of opening and surrendering to love and to the guidance of those in spiritual form who work with us. And on that note, we're going to have a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back and open to the High Council and let them speak through me. So I'll be taking callers, and the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And yes, so get on the line and call in, and you can ask the High Council a question or for a mini message. And we'll be right back with that after this commercial break.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Hello, this is Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. If you're just tuning in, we've been exploring the topic of surrender and reading from chapter 18 in the book Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, called Surrender. And this show is based in large part on that book. And it is the book that I scribe for the High Council. And now this is the part of the show where I'm going to tune in to the High Council and bring forth a group message if we don't have callers. And if we have callers, it's your chance to call in and ask your own question or ask for a mini message from the High Council. And the number again is 888-627-6008. And I'm going to now tune in. So I do a little process of surrendering to the High Council. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that you are come and be available now for the listeners on this show. And I ask that my guides and the angels that work with me, that they help me to surrender and be a clear conduit for your messages and your guidance. And I ask that this all be in the highest good of all and in the name of love. And so it is. All right, so this gets a little tricky here where I speak as Jenny a little bit just to direct things, but also I'm very open now for the High Council and for letting them speak through me as well. I'm getting more used to this whole process, but the first time I did it, it felt a little like I had split personality or multiple personalities, but it works. So right now I don't have anyone wanting our caller in directly. So I'm going to start a group message for all of you listening, but just know if you decide, yes, I want to call in, that you still can. And I'll keep my eyes open at times to see if there's anyone on the line. So again, the number is 888-627-6008. All right. So I'm just going to, again, surrender and let the High Council bring forth a message or whatever they wish to guide us with today. Hello, dear light workers. We are excited and imbued with love and excitement and joy, knowing that you are connecting here with us and that you are waking up to the fact that you are always connected with us, that this connection you experience here through Jenny truly lives within your hearts, that it lives within each one of you, that this connection with us is in your higher consciousness, and that we are delighted to be of assistance to you, to guide you on your path as you surrender to your soul's purpose. And we wish now, actually, for you, if you're in a place where you can go within with your eyes closed, to lead you on a path of surrender, to guide you. And if not, keep your eyes open if you're somewhere where you can't close your eyes. But if you can, and just know that even if you aren't able to fully go within with eyes closed in this moment, that our words and our guidance and this experience, just intend now that it still work through you and on you, and that you feel our connection in your hearts now. So placing your hand on your heart and breathing there, breathing in 5 times, each time allowing your awareness to expand, allowing yourself to allow the veil between you and us, the High Council, to let it drop and thin and fade, so that your vibration is connecting with us and it is connecting memories within your mind of your connection with us, of your beautiful purpose here, remembering that you are loved no matter what. That we love you always and in all things and in all situations that you may find yourself in. So breathing there, a few more breaths. And here we wish for you to ask that which you wish for us to help you with. That you ask, that you surrender here, each one of you, your own question, your own desire, your own area where you wish help or healing or clarity, knowing that the answer will come now or in the next week or the next hour. And just relaxing as you surrender, breathing past any restriction or tightness or doubt or fear. Breathing in and allowing this feeling of this river, this flow of surrender that Jenny spoke about. And asking that as this love, our love, this river of love and surrender flows, that it remove any debris, that it heal any blocks, that it just fill you with light, and that it clear again any blocks in this channel of light and love, and that you feel comfort where you need comfort, that you feel held where you need to be holding, that you feel lightness where you feel heavy. And we ask now that you tune your ears to the angel song, to this high octave ah that Jenny spoke of in the book, that we speak of in the book, Love's Curriculum. This choir of angels, this hymn of love. Just ask that your ears be tuned into that, that your vibration be tuned into that resonance. As well as the Om. Just trusting that this river of flow, this experience of love, comes through in vibration and sound as well. And we just ask that you continue to surrender. And now just breathing back into your heart, your hand on your heart. Take a few breaths there. And we thank you for this chance to help you release and surrender. And now we're going to take Kim on line one. Are you there, Kim?
I am. Hi, Jenny.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Are you? Do you have a question for the High Council, or would you like to get just a message, whatever they would like to share with you today?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what they have to say to me today. But I have just a big question mark around a relationship right now, and so I'm just curious if there's any guidance.
Okay, I'm just gonna tune in now for you, Kim. Dear one, we see you with this question mark in front of you. As soon as you said the word question, that there's almost the feeling of a question within your beingness, a feeling of being expectant in a way, or unsure, just in some ways an excitement of opportunity that might be in front of you as well. Does that feel like what's in your heart right now? A little bit of jitters in a way. Yeah, around this question. And so this question around relationship, is it clarity you're wishing?
I don't know. It's almost like I would like a sign so that I can relax.
Right. Yes. We see it almost as being in that river of flow where you're just kind of peacefully, you could just relax into it, and then it would feel warm in a way, too, pleasant, comforting. So let's tune in terms of this clarity you're wishing for and direction, sign. Well, we're curious that when you bring your hand to your heart past this jitteriness, and just if you to breathe further into your heart and draw to mind this relationship, this partner, what are the sensations, if you can get in touch past the jitteriness, what sensations do you notice?
Probably a tightness.
Okay.
Tightness in my heart.
Mm-hmm. And concerns and worries wrapped around that? Kind of what ifs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we get a sense of pain, maybe pain or wounding from the past. Like a fear to trust again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so we're just now, if you are to ask for our help and the cherubim and the angels to just lift this, to surrender this tightness and these fears and these doubts, if you were to just release them now or ask for them to be lifted, are you able to do that?
I've been asking, and it's I have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this gripping. Yeah.
Mm. So what happens now when you ask for it to be lightened or released?
That there's some sort of message that I need to know before release.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yeah. We're just tuning in more to that. This almost like there's a belief or a knowing that before you can release, there needs to be a message. Is this the place where it needs to be a message that you're safe, that it's okay, that this is the right relationship? Or it's like, I won't let go of the fear until I know it's okay. Does it have that flavor to it?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So our message for you, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, just doubt in self.
Mm-hmm. Doubt in trusting, yes. And so we've been kind of drawing you into your own knowing, kind of having you go within, knowing that a lot of those answers are within you, and yet knowing that when there's fear and tightness and the anxiety of the question and that unknown, it's often the hardest time to connect with your own knowing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see what guidance, what help we can give you there.
Thank you.
And again, this be in your highest good, and the highest good of all. Mm. So it's time for you to rebuild trust in yourself. That it's time to trust yourself again, and whether you need to get support in that or we see you having maybe a class or a therapist or some trust building that you can build trust. And we see no immediate reason for alarm in your current relationship, or no immediate reason that you're not safe to do exploring around trust, but to know that you don't need to rush this. You don't need to rush this trust in yourself, that it's something that it's time to gently rebuild, and that that it that doesn't need to be an urgent decision made one way or the other about your relationship right now. That that in fact you'll just see, it's like you need to stay and really see what flowers can blossom, what can be like tended in the garden, and you'll really get a sense of starting to know that and trust that as you work on trusting yourself again, on building that trust, on say again?
I said that makes sense.
Yeah. So any direction, more direction needed on how to build that trust, or does it feel like you have enough to take that step or to start heading in that direction?
No, I think what I'm hearing is just trust, and trust in self, and relax.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no urgency. And,
yes. Yeah. And that as you learn that muscle again of trusting in yourself or rebuilding it, that things will just become, mm-hmm. you'll see what's in the garden. You'll see what's being sown, I guess, in the relationship, and you'll see it with clarity. Yeah, and it feels beautiful. What we're seeing in the garden feels gentle and kind and full of flowers.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Kim. And thank you, High Council. And yeah, thank you to my guides for helping me deliver that message. And we have time for one more caller if we've got one. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. And I'll just take a few moments if anyone else wants to jump in. And if not, I could do a little, one more last reading from Love's Curriculum as we end the show here in a few minutes. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling glowing with connection and love. And so I'm just going to intend that I'm sending that out to you, and that you can feel the High Council that is loving us and working with you. And again, if you're wishing to connect more with them through the book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, through my Facebook group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates, if you're not there yet, please search it on Facebook and you can request to join. And I do a Monday message each week and a Friday meditation, letting the High Council come through for you with messages and meditations, and their information and resources and sharing goes on in that group. It's a great way to learn more about me and my work and my mentoring program, as well as my website, lovescurriculum.com. All right, so we have a few more minutes. I am going to maybe just surrender and flip open. I'm going to set that net of surrender out and say I'm asking that I find just the right finishing passage from Love's Curriculum, and that I'll be guided to it here as I just flip open the book. And so it is. Let's see. I'm opening it, and here we go. All right. So here's from page 128 of Love's Curriculum, and I've just flipped open here to this. So, when you experience the qualities of your soul from your third dimensional perspective, you will find qualities that are masculine and feminine. When you work with us from your third dimensional perspective, you will see and find us as more masculine or feminine, although we may easily shift and change. And as you view your own body from the third dimensional perspective, you will see either masculine or feminine qualities dominate primarily, although some may physically present as both, and many are finding themselves feeling feminine in a masculine body and masculine in a feminine body. Again, the feeling of being, oh, more masculine or feminine, despite the body's gender, has to do with the energy form you carry into your incarnation in this seeming body. Your energy essence may be one or the other, more masculine or feminine, and that often then matches your physical form, but not always. The gift in the manifestation of an energy essence in a non-complementary body is the opportunity to learn more readily that we are not our bodies. So, a little snippet from The Essence of the Soul, Chapter 28. But I see we've got Emily on line one, and we have just enough time. I'm going to take Emily on line one. Are you there, Emily? Oh, are you there? Oh, she dropped off. Maybe she thought because I was reading. I'll just give her a chance. Emily, if you want to call back, we'd love to tune in for you. It's 888-627-6008. We'll just give a moment here. The nature of live radio and internet. Isn't it amazing we can connect in this way? Every time I do a group or bring the High Council through the internet, through these radio waves, through the Facebook group, I've felt the High Council excited that we can connect across continents and countries, and that it more accurately represents that we are truly connected. Ah, here we go. All right, Emily. On that note, we got you back.
Hello. Yes, sorry I lost you on the phone, Jenny. Hi.
Hi, that's all right. Were you having a question specific today, or just looking for a message?
I would love to have a message. It would be great. I feel like I'm at the precipice of a huge choice in my life, that the last 6 years of my life have been leading me to this choice, and it feels very big, and I feel like I'm ready, but some comfort would be really nice around that.
Yeah, you bet. I can sense it. So I'm just going to tune in again, asking that the High Council that you bring a message for Emily, and that this be in your highest good, Emily, and the highest good of all. Dear one, we want you to know that you are on the right track, that you have been listening, that you have been surrendering and listening and trusting our messages to you, the messages that come through the animals to you, that come through programs and videos and TV programs, and that you've been allowing a higher level of love and healing and grace, that you've been asking for that to start to manifest in your life, and to know that as you open to that, as you're opening the doors, that you will feel more and more our love and the grace, and that even when it feels hard, that we will be there with you, and that it's important in those times to remember first our love and God's love, as well as that you are important to many in your life, and that there are those in form that you can reach out, that you can help and that can help you. And we just wish to inspire you and fill you with courage and confidence and gratitude, and just to know that you're not alone, and that we can continue to feed you with grace, and that you can as well connect with others in your life who are like-minded, who help remind you, who help give you that fortitude and strength to know that you are asking for a higher manifestation, a higher experience, and that it's important to your soul path that you do that, that you have much to give in this world, and that these steps and this path are valuing that, and that we see you shining as you go forward. And so it is.
Thank you. That was very, very appropriate. Very good.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for your bravery to ask for comfort and to ask for support.
You're welcome. Thank you for having your show.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, here we are at the end of another wonderful hour. And I forgot to do this at the beginning, so I'm going to do it now. But I just said goodbye today to my brother and sister-in-law and my two nephews as they head back across the ocean to Norway. And it was sad, but we also had a wonderful time together. And we will be seeing each other in just a year, which sounds great. And usually it's every 2 years, but we're going to actually see them next summer. So I wanted to dedicate this show to them, to my brother Dan and my sister-in-law Adel Maria and my nephews Teo and Will, and to thank my sister-in-law who left me a beautiful love note in a way. I call it a love note, a note where she was saying or expressing love and connecting with me, and I just thank you for that wonderful note. So here we go. We are at the end of our time together. I hope that you join me again in 2 weeks. And I can't remember now which day that is. I was going to write that down. August something. I thought I had written it down. Let's see if I did here. Nope. Well, 2 weeks in August, whichever Tuesday. It's going to always Tuesday, every other Tuesday here at noon Pacific at bbsradio.com. And thank you so much for joining. Know that the replays will be posted soon at the BBS Radio website, as well as are available on iTunes in the podcast. All right. Well, thank you and much love to each one of you. And I look forward to connecting with you in the future. Much love. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.